Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. I have a headline to read. You'll think I'm reading from the Babylon Bee, or you'll think I'm reading from The Onion, but no, this is an actual news story published by an actual newspaper. At least they still think of themselves as real journalism. I'm reading from The Atlantic. Here is a headline, and it's coming out of concern, of course, over what's going on with Russia and Ukraine and the threat of nuclear war. Here's the headline. On top of everything else, nuclear war would be a climate problem. Really? Well, yeah, sure, a nuclear war would not be the best thing for our atmosphere. I guess I'm forced to concede that. Still, I can't help but think that after a nuclear war, there may not be anybody left to complain. Most people in the proximity would be dead immediately. Those who somehow are not incinerated in the blast would eventually die of radiation, including those who live far away as winds carry the fallout. And the few who might survive ultimately may just have one or two matters on their mind before they hold their next climate change summit. This is like somebody losing their teenage daughter to a kidnapper, getting a note for ransom, and the first thing they worry about is that she's going to miss her favorite program on TV if she doesn't come home soon. This would be like during the Holocaust, somebody looking at all the trains carrying Jews to concentration camps and commenting on how much coal is being used to run the trains and how many other conventional trains are not running on time because so many trains are being used to take people to Auschwitz. All right, I'm being quite sarcastic, but I'm not far off. A number of years ago, some Palestinian terrorists blew up some Jews. PETA came on the air to complain because some donkeys were killed with them. They never had anything to say while Jews were being murdered, but murdering a donkey, oh, that's another story. My friends, my dearest friends, none of this should be a surprise. This tendency on the part of the left to not recognize genuine evil and catastrophic threat has been going on for a long, long time. Let's go back to the year 2015. After a murderous ISIS attack on Paris, then-President Obama vowed to do more about climate change. That sure showed the Mr. President. I'm reading from CNN, November of 2015. Combating climate change will prove to be a rebuttal of terrorist efforts, President Barack Obama declared at the opening of a major climate summit in Paris. What greater rejection of those who would tear down our world than marshaling our best efforts to save it, Obama said Monday at the COP21 conference being held at a highly secured site outside the French capital 2 weeks after ISIS terrorists carried out a bloody rampage. We have to come to Paris to show our resolve, Obama said, saying he offered condolences to the French people. Well, thank you at least for that, Mr. President. I gotta tell you, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall when this report got back to the leader of ISIS. What? The president plans to respond to our jihad by doing more about climate change? Oh no! Say it isn't true! Boy, we'll need to think twice before we do something like that again. And then this was from ABC News in February of 2015. In his interview with Vox, President Obama said the media absolutely overstates the threat of terrorism in comparison to the threat of climate change. Yeah, from the guy that was out on the golf course when people's heads were being cut off by ISIS. ISIS, whom he had called the junior varsity team. In October of 2014, we also had some fun with Secretary of State John Kerry. He gave a very interesting lecture on climate change. I'm reading from the Christian Post. Citing scripture, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's... Well, I've got to stop right there. Just to begin with a phrase like citing scripture, this ought to be good. John Kerry is about to cite scripture. It ought to be really good. Anyway, citing scripture, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that protection of majority Muslim countries included actions against climate change because those nations are most susceptible. At a ceremony to install Texas lawyer Sharik H. Zafar as the special representative to Muslim communities for the State Department in Washington, D.C. on September 3rd, 100, Kerry said stewardship of the planet is stated overtly in Genesis and that the Christian and Muslim faiths are inextricably linked. Our faiths are inextricably linked on any number of things that we must confront and deal with in policy concepts today, Kerry said. Our faiths are inextricably linked on the environment. For many of us, respect for God's creation also translates into a duty to protect and sustain His first creation, Earth, the planet. Before God created man, He created heaven and earth. Confronting climate change is, in the long run, one of the greatest challenges that we face, and you can see this duty or responsibility laid out in scriptures clearly, beginning in Genesis. And Muslim-majority countries are among the most vulnerable. Our response to this challenge ought to be rooted in a sense of stewardship of Earth, and for me, and for many of us here today, that responsibility comes from God. Oh, very good. Now, just where was that part in Genesis, the part which talked about climate change due to carbon emissions? Oh, yeah, it's not there. But since Kerry is quoting from the Bible, shall we assume he accepts the entire Bible? Does he accept that Jesus was God incarnate, not merely a prophet of God, as the Quran claims, the Quran which makes Muhammad a false prophet if it's claiming that Jesus was not God? Does he accept that Muhammad is a false prophet, speaking of the Quran and the Bible being inextricably linked? Does he accept the Bible's position on abortion? Does he accept the Bible's position on homosexuality? Of course not. When politicians quote scripture, the quotes are about as accurate as their campaign promises, unless they're promising to do stupid things, like blaming every problem of the world on climate change just to score cheap political points. And in October of 2015, Kerry at the Universal Exposition in Milan said, "Now I'm not telling you that the crisis in Syria was caused by climate change, but the devastating drought clearly made a bad situation worse." Yeah, that's it, Mr. Kerry. Or let me throw out another possible scenario. Just ponder this remote explanation. Thoughtless, irresponsible remarks about climate change being the greatest threat to our planet may just be the very reason why bloodthirsty dictators are doing their saber rattling in the first place. Climate change did not cause any of these problems. Spineless, gutless, incompetent appeasement and overemphasis on climate change is causing these problems. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.